Okay, everyone. Hello and welcome to whatever episode of If Then, because this is, it's been a while. I think our last episode was recorded back in September. And due to popular demand, we need to do another episode. But this is a really special one. So we're calling this the Fan Mail If Then, because we've gotten a little bit of fan mail. So I thought I would share that, you know, with COVID-19, everybody being stuck indoors, I think we could all use just some encouragement. And that's exactly what I got. So thanks for reaching out. And I don't even know what the email is anymore, if you have any other stuff you want to send in. But let's just go with what we have. So Sean from Vancouver wrote a fan mail to us. And he said, "Yay, just what the world needs. More terrible podcasts. Do anything else. Literally anything else. It will be more meaningful to society than this noise pollution. Please stop." Well, thanks, Sean. I appreciate those encouraging words and glad to hear that you're listening. So, okay, let's try another one here. So Roger from Colorado, all the way in Colorado. Hope you guys are doing okay over there. So he said, "Radio needs a license to ensure it's not absolute garbage on the air, but unfortunately podcasts do not. Just because you can doesn't mean you should." Oh, that was pretty short, more of a sentence there than a fan letter. But thanks, Roger. We appreciate your thoughts. And then we've got one here. It's Janae from the Cusp. And what does she have to say? "Dear Jared, I just wanted to let you know that even though I am literally stuck at home with nothing to do, I still hate your show." Well, that's nice. I appreciate you reaching out from the Cusp, Janae. That's a great letter. And then finally, we've got one more. It's Ray. And so what did Ray say? He said, "Dear Jared, just wanted to reach out and provide you with some feedback about your show, If Then, because I've been isolated at home since COVID first really took off in early March. Over that course of time, I've been desperate for anything to entertain me and keep me sane. So I checked out your show. Even in absolute desperation, this was the worst podcast I ever heard in my life. My cat ran when I put it on, and I've literally never seen him again. I think he may have done the honorable thing and simply drowned himself somewhere, as opposed to listening to any more of your garbage. Want to know what's even more boring than reading Wikipedia? Listening to you try to explain things you can simply Google. Great idea for a show. What's next? You singing horrible covers of popular songs? Anyways, stay healthy during all this madness. And to reiterate, your show stinks. Sincerely, Ray." Huh? Well, you've given me a lot to think about there, Ray. There's some good points, and I hope you're doing okay during all this. And finally, we've got one more here. It's a guy from Agassiz, one of our neighbors here in Chilliwack. So he said, "Hello, If Then, because I know why your show is based out of Chilliwack. It's because both your show and the town stink. At least Chilliwack has vegetables to show for their efforts. Get a real job." Huh? Yeah, I mean, that's true. We do use a lot of manure here in Chilliwack, so there is something to show there. So that's it. We just had some fan letters to read this week. So for all of the fans out there, appreciate you you've listened. Appreciate you sending some letters in. And if you do want to get in touch, what would be the best way? Well, the best way would be to email us. I don't even know what our email is anymore. You know what? You can send it to han182@hotmail.com. han182@hotmail.com. It's a simple email to send it to. And who knows? We might just read your fan mail out on the air. So it's been great hearing from you, and we'll talk to you soon.